Yeah, I'm a little cold. All right. Well, I want to share with you or open up this morning by sharing with you about a crisis that took place in our household this last week. Now, this was not a life-threatening crisis by any means. So what happened is just a few days before Christmas, I went to the grocery store, did our usual, you know, pick up a few last-minute things, take care of what's needed, go through my list, and that was all good. And then we got to about the middle of Christmas Day, and we realized we had a problem. We were running out of toilet paper really fast. So I had forgotten on my list to put toilet paper, and furthermore, I had forgotten to buy some. So about midway through Christmas, we're going through, we have 2.5 bathrooms, and we're going through the house, and I'm taking stock, because I'm the only female in the house. So this is important to me. I am vested in this issue and how to fix it. So I'm going, okay, there's 3/4 of a roll here, there's 1/4 there, there's half. So if I go through and use each washroom accordingly, you know, maybe we can just stretch it out and make it last. And I was just so annoyed that I had forgotten to pick up toilet paper. However, we made it. I'm pleased to say this was not the situation, that by the time we got to Boxing Day, midday, I had Daniel warm up his car because I didn't feel like warming up mine, and take me to Save-On, and we got some toilet paper, and all was good. But memory is kind of a funny thing. Also this week, I spent some time going through some old folders and files. We were getting rid of a filing cabinet. And this here is a friendship list for this body of believers from the year 2000. It says on it, the First Foursquare Church of Calgary, in quotations, the garden, here at 1227 48th Avenue Northeast, Calgary, Alberta. And you can imagine pulling that out, all the memories that flooded into my mind. And maybe as you're sitting there, there are memories flooding into you. And those memories were good memories. They made me smile. And there were other memories where it's like, oh, I wonder what's going on with that person. I haven't seen them in a lot of years. I hope they're doing okay. Memory and remembering is a funny thing. And as 2017 comes to a close, it seems natural to talk about God's faithfulness. He is true to his name, his character, and his word. He does not fail. His promises are unchanging. He keeps his covenant with us, his people. And I know for me personally in this past year, I've seen God's faithfulness in regards to prayers about my job. So I work at a spa in Airdrie as a receptionist part-time. And I also feel strongly that God has a calling on my life to be involved in ministry. And so as I'm doing this job over the past year, there were consistent prayers. God, show me, how do I balance these two things? How do I make these two things work? And God, I pray for favor with my boss that, you know, when I need to ask for time off for things relating to ministry, that it would go well. And I think I remember saying to Barry at one point, we were coming into our national convention, and it's like, if she doesn't give it to me off, I'm going to have to quit. You know, and that's, at that point, I'm going to have to look for a new job, and just praying, and repeatedly God met me with his favor. I never had to take that step. In fact, as we got back from convention, I felt God speaking to me to go to a 4-day work week so that I could have one day dedicated to doing ministry-related stuff, and I approached my boss about that, and she said, sure, when do you want to start? And then in response to that, not only that, but God met me with his favor in that my income went up instead of down, just through some circumstances and things I was able to do at work to increase that. So for me, remembering God's faithfulness this past year, I'm just so grateful for that as I was preparing that and reflecting. So how do we respond to what God has done in our lives over this past year? 1 Corinthians 16:12 says, remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Psalm 77:11 says, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember the wonders of old. And I believe that remembering is one of our best responses when it comes to God's faithfulness. And the word remember throughout most of the Old Testament comes from the Hebrew word zakar. And it has to do with thought paired with action, not like a recollection where you sit there and go, oh, I remember that person, and you don't really do too much about it. It's thought, remembering something, specifically something God has done, and having that lead to a purposeful action. So for example, remembering God's provision would result in me trusting him with my tithes and offerings. So it's a remembering that leads to action. It's not the retention of information. Another example would be a birthday. So Ed here, when he remembers my birthday, he needs to do more than just remember my birthday. So if we go through the day and you say, hey honey, it's your birthday today. Sure is. And then a few hours later, did you remember, honey, it's your birthday today? Yep, still my birthday, but does nothing about it. No cake, no card, no, I'm so impressed you've been alive this long, anything like that. then it's not paired with action. It's kind of a pointless remembering. So we remember, just May 3rd, just putting that out there. So we remember God's faithfulness in our lives in such a way that it has an impact on our present situation. And this kind of remembering is an integral part of our worship to God. Every time we respond to God's faithfulness by recalling his works in our lives, we ascribe the worth that's due him. Now, there are some benefits, of course, to remembering. And the thing about specifically remembering instances of God's faithfulness is it gives us a proper perspective and it builds firm foundations for our faith. So remember when God healed? He can do that again. And remember when God gave me peace in a time of a crisis? He can do that again. And it's just like he promised he would. Remembering strengthens our faith in a faithful God. And God gives us a great example throughout the Old Testament in the way that he remembers us, his people. In Exodus chapter 2, verses 23 to 25, it says this, "Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage. And they cried out, and their name came up to God because of the bondage. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them." Now, you'll remember that he didn't just remember them, he actually delivered them. So his remembering of his people led to action. Numbers 10, verse 9 says, "When you go to war in your land against the enemy who oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, and you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies." So again, God remembering his people, which leads to an action, a rescuing, a deliverance. And this concept of remembering was so important that God put it into the practices of his people. So just further on in Numbers 10:10, it talks about the sound of those trumpets being a memorial for the Israelites. If you know the story of the Jordan crossing in the book of Joshua, God tells the people behind Joshua, he says, "Select 10 men, one from each tribe of Israel, and have them pick up a stone and build a memorial to the Lord your God of what was done here." And the breastplate of high priest was actually set up for remembering. "And you shall put the two stones on the shoulders of the ephod as memorial stones for the sons of Israel. So Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord on his two shoulders as a memorial." God is really big into memorials and remembering. He created feasts and festivals, Passover, the Feast of Tabernacles, all of those things to help the people of Israel remember his faithfulness. Today we can think of communion, the Lord's Supper, Sabbath, all times for remembering. God knew that failure to reflect and remember his work in our lives could lead to complaining. You know, people of Israel, I'm sure you've heard the story of all of their complaints. In Exodus 16 to 11, they were complaining that they had no food to eat, and they were saying that slavery was better. And, I mean, we can critique, but I think we go there sometimes too. So failure to reflect can lead to complaining. And doubts and unbelief can also, or failure to remember can also lead to doubts and unbelief. And that can lead to rebellion or foolishness. Judges 8, I think I might be a little behind, there we go. "So it was, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel again played the harlot with the Baals and made Baal-Berith their god. Thus the children of Israel did not remember the Lord their God, who had delivered them from the hands of all their enemies on every side." So there was a failure to remember God's faithfulness. In Joshua 2:10, It says, when all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord, nor the work which he had done for Israel. And that word know there doesn't have to do with the fact that they were clueless or unaware of what God had done for Israel. It means that they didn't acknowledge, they didn't remember the work that God had done for Israel. It had no effect on their lives. And it's painful to think that this could be true of us, that God's faithfulness in the past would have no effect on us now, and that we would forget where he has met us at a point of need, but it can happen. I can think of times in our lives where we would see God provide miraculously in ways we didn't expect, and then 2 months down the road be stressed because of the lack, and going, what are we going to do? How are we going to fix this? And God saying, hello, did it before, I can do it again. Deuteronomy 6, verse 12, it says, so it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities you did not build, houses full of good things which you did not fill, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, when you have eaten and are full, then beware lest you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. God knew that we would have a tendency to forget, that it wouldn't take long before circumstances and things press in on us and we would forget his faithfulness. And so again, he built into the culture ways of remembering. He reminded again and again, remember, 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 do not forget the Lord your God. So how do we take time to remember God's faithfulness? One way, and this could be a hot button topic, Exodus 28, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And this command was about the thought and the deed pairing. So remember and follow that up with an action. God provided this day for us as a time set aside for worship and reflection. And I think that if our Sundays are getting gobbled up by things that don't strengthen our faith and point us back to God's faithfulness in our lives, then we need to do some rebalancing and some adjusting. And what I'm saying here is I understand some of us have jobs that cause us to need to work on Sundays. I understand that we're really in the culture we're in and have to live with that as well. But at the same time, I'm talking about that balancing. If you're finding yourself consistently depleted, if you're finding yourself bumping up against a lack of faith in certain situations, then that might be somewhere where God's saying, you need to take time and you need to remember. And he's provided a day for us that we can do that. You can build remembering into your household doings. So, example, the tassels on a priest's robe in the Old Testament, they were about remembering. Building an altar, that was about remembering in the Old Testament. Establish traditions that will help you remember. And as I was thinking about this and some of the traditions we have, I've realized we like cake. So I would like to endorse to you cake as a way of remembering. What I mean by that is on Christmas, we usually do a birthday cake for Jesus to remember his birthday. Another tradition we started when the boys were young is we have a spiritual birthday. So on the day that they ask Jesus into their heart, we have cake to celebrate. And part of that was from my own experience as a teenager. I remember doubting a lot. God, am I really saved? Did you really do that? Did I really say that prayer? And so we just wanted a way to solidify and affirm, yes, you made that decision. You are God's child. So as a way of remembering, eat cake. It's awesome. tell others about God's faithfulness. So as we tell others about what God's doing in our lives, it brings remembrance. We begin to look and go, you know what? God really has met me with faithfulness. Even in preparing that for this Sunday, it's funny because I was sitting there going, hey, God, in the last year, where have you been faithful? Then a couple hours later, in the last year, God, show me, where have you been faithful? It took a long time. And I'm like, how can this take so long to figure this out? Like, I know he's been faithful, but it takes a while sometimes to pinpoint where he's been faithful in our lives. So tell others, tell your kids. The Bible says that. Put these on your doorposts as remembrance. Do this so that when your children ask, why is this here? They will know and they can remember God's faithfulness. And this kind of remembering isn't in response to forgetfulness, but it's in response to doing something to make sure that remembering is a part of our daily lives so forgetfulness doesn't happen. So it's not like, I've forgotten and I need to remember. It's I'm remembering so I don't forget. Kind of like a to-do list, right? Although I do admit there are times where I've written something on my to-do list after I've done it just so I can scratch it off because I forgot to put it there. But that's another story. I don't know if you can see this okay. These are elephants putting sticky notes on each other, and that's why they never forget. So just cute little cartoon. Psalm 103, 2-5 says this, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." So when I look back at this year, there is more than one area I have established after all of that time of thought where God has proven himself faithful in my life, and I don't want to forget them. And when I think of us as a Cornerstone family, God has shown himself to be faithful here as well. One of the things that came to mind is we had a pretty big transition this fall where we established campus pastors and changed service times in Airdrie, did a whole lot of stuff in response to that transition. And if you've ever been a part of any significant transition, then you know that things can go very smoothly, like when you change a gear on a manual transmission, or things can make a really bad noise and there can be a lot of smoke and angry words from your husband as he's teaching you how to drive a standard. So I'm mildly angry. They weren't too bad. But, which I did learn, I'm pleased to say, so things are much smoother now. But you know, God was faithful in that transition, and he saw us through, and he is doing an amazing thing here in Calgary campus. He is doing amazing things in Airdrie campus. God has been faithful this past year to our Cornerstone family, and he's been faithful to us. And so as we close this year, 2017, I love New Year's. I cannot wait what God is going to do. When I think back of the things last year that I didn't know were going to happen this year, I'm like, wow, I got to do that, and that happened, and that happened, and that's so amazing. And so I can't wait for this new year to start because I am expecting so much more of that. But at the same time, I don't want to forget. I don't want to bump into life and how it sometimes can be hard on us and, you know, 2 weeks down the road going, was God faithful? Where was he in this situation? I want to remember his faithfulness this past year. And I would like to invite you to do that with me and discover, where did he meet you this past year? Where did he meet us? And let's be certain that this coming year, remembering is a part of our lives consistently. That this isn't something we wait till December 31st to do, but we consistently take times to look at where God has been faithful. So something I've done, I want to encourage you to do before leaving today, is just on the back, there's a tall little cool table by Jason. Jason, wave. Yeah, there. And there's a little basket. And in that basket are pens and little just index card type things I've written up. And this is on there. And I want you to use Psalm 103, 2-5, as a bit of a guide and remember and record highlights of God's faithfulness in your life this past year. Now, you can do this on one of those cards. You can do this after the service. You can do this when you get home. You can do it on your electronic device if that's where you like to keep things. But I really want to encourage you to take some time today to remember. How has God been faithful to you this past year? How has he shown you his benefits, his forgiveness? How has he shown you his healing, his redemption, his loving kindness, his tender mercies, his provision, and his care for you? Now, you might not have something for everything on that list, but it's just something to begin to help your mind go to certain places and go, okay, well, I can't really remember his provision, but oh, wait a minute, his healing. Yes, there was a time where God met me there. And record that and write it down. And so that's where we're going to end today, and I'd love to pray with you. But I want to encourage you, as the worship team closes in a song, go ahead and walk back there, grab a pen, one of the cards, or open up your device, and just take a few moments. If you have kids in children's ministry, do pick them up, though. That would be great. Let's go ahead and pray. So, Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness to us. And God, we thank you that you created us and you know the innermost workings of our heart and of our minds. Lord, you know that we're prone to forget, that we get consumed with the thoughts and cares of this life sometimes, and we forget to pause and look. The worship team closes us with a song today.